is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Sean is here with the news right now.
That's right. If it looks a little hazy out there, there's a reason why. And UFOs. Or UAPs, whatever you want to call
them. Yeah, right.
Apparently, we might have a few.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, news brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. Now open in Victory Crossing in Portsmouth. 5 convenient locations. Same great service for locals by locals. We will start with the big news from yesterday. Sad news out of Virginia. Police say 2 people have been killed and 5 more wounded in a shooting after a high school graduation ceremony for Huguenot High School in downtown Richmond. Police say the 19-year-old is in custody and will be charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder. The names of the people who have been hurt have not been immediately released, but they say the suspect knew at least one of the victims. Around here and really the rest of Virginia today, you might notice that the sky is going to look a little hazy. We had a little bit of nice weather, and now we've got to deal with all this haziness thanks to Canada. That's who we're blaming, because it's because they got a lot of wildfires going on right
now. Isn't there a song called Blame Canada?
Oh, yeah, from South Park.
Yeah, I
yes,
so.
There
yeah,
is. Yeah, yeah. Yes, they don't mention Canadian wildfires, yeah. But maybe we could do a redo. They're creating air quality issues across a lot of the U.S. currently, much of it in the Northeast and Midwest, but we do have an air quality orange alert today.
Yes.
Which means that sensitive groups of people, the elderly, particularly young, because their lungs are still developing, and people with any kind of respiratory issues.
Like you have asthma, right?
I do indeed. So
will this affect you?
I will not be going for my daily 10-mile run that I was going to start today.
Today is National Running Day.
Well, I'm not doing that. I can tell you
happening?
That. No. Okay. They do say you're going to want to consider limiting exposure outside today, especially if you have to do any kind of physical activity.
Okay.
And also, doesn't hurt to wear an N95 mask if you go out today, if you're one of those
people. Oh, that's not a bad idea, yeah.
They say the tiny particles are in the smoke and everything are small enough to get past airway defenses, and they can cause some breathing issues.
Well, let's just say I have to go to an unknown off-ramp and reset a sign on behalf of, say, VDOT.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
The current one reads, go F yourself. Bring up line one real quick. Hey, line one, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, do you know where that sign is?
There's another sign on Hampton Boulevard.
Okay. What's that one doing?
That one says, blank her down tonight.
Blank her down tonight.
Oh, my. So somebody has gone rogue with the sign codes.
Yeah. It rhymes with lick.
Wow. Thank you, my friend. There we go.
Richard Her.
Rogue sign person.
What?
The electronic signs have eyes.
All right, I need more on this. I need somebody to figure something out on this.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a news story by tomorrow.
I know.
By the end of today.
I need to know more about this. This is happening.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that's
I only took a call because I thought it would be a person who knew where the go F yourself sign was.
Yeah, this is a new one.
Yeah,
set on Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah, let me check my emails.
All right, you check
back to the news.
Got you. While you do that, I'll continue. The city of Norfolk is looking to buy MacArthur Center in downtown Norfolk. City Council is set to vote on the purchase at a special council meeting they're actually going to have today. I'm sorry. Today, June 7th. At the meeting, they plan on voting on allocating $18 million to be used towards the purchase. The mall, by the way, opened back in 99, and it was really successful early on, but they've had a hard time recently trying to compete with online retailers. And, of course, there's been a lot of issues. There's been several shootings inside the mall.
You know, shootings will get in the way of your mall business.
Yeah. Nordstrom's was the big store keeping the mall in business, and they pulled out. This would be the second mall that the city of Norfolk has purchased in 3 years after they purchased Military Circle Mall. With that one, no real definitive
plans. Did anything ever come of that?
Not yet. Not so far.
Man, that place was a ghost town. They kept that open for a long time. I didn't realize the city had owned it.
Yeah.
So they have experience in this area. Because when I heard this morning, I'm thinking, you know, it doesn't sound like you know what you're getting into, but apparently they do.
Well, I mean, again, they still haven't done anything with that one. They said they're working on plans to demolish it.
It's going to be Pharrell's.
Yeah. When I read the story this morning, they said no certain plans on development.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, whether that means maybe they're still figuring out dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
I thought we'd already done this story about how he was going to get that one and the one down at the beach.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe they're still hammering something out, so they don't want to be definitive yet. Sure. In addition to that, so they say that the plan so far is to keep operating the mall like a mall in MacArthur.
Wow. I haven't been down there in a long time. When's the last time you were in MacArthur?
Briefly, like a year ago or something, maybe less.
Can you remember any of the stores that were still open?
No.
Well, they still have a Dillard's, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
MacArthur, I think, does.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's still an anchor store. There's still the movie theater is still there.
Right.
A lot of the lesser stores, there's a Starbucks.
True.
Some of those restaurants, though, have come and gone. CPK yeah. is gone, right?
What's CPK?
California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think
yeah.
did that one left?
I'm pretty sure that
yeah.
one left.
And they used to have a Fleming's across from it that became the Brazilian Steakhouse. And
right.
I think that's gone
and
now.
That's gone now, which I was heartbroken about because that was my favorite place over there. But
yeah, it was nice.
And yeah,
very expensive.
Yeah, I don't even remember why I was in MacArthur for some reason. I had no real reason to be there.
Just trying to think of all the stuff that might be remaining. If you're going to keep it open, there's got to be a draw.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love downtown retail. They got to do something with this. If we're going to do this cruise ship thing where cruise ships drop people off, mm-hmm. they got to have somewhere to go spend money. That's the joint. Why you can't use those cruise boats as you know, a regular schedule of them to get as bait to get another anchor store in there.
Yeah.
Something's got to happen, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't.
Otherwise,
hurt their cause.
Buddy, wait till Halloween. It's the world's largest spirit store,
dude. I'm kind of rooting for that though, because it could be really cool.
Three floors of Halloween stuff in the old Nordstrom.
Also, let's take into account like what a tourist attraction the world's largest spirit Halloween store would be.
People would come from all over the country, at least for a while.
Yeah.
What if we make it a skate park?
That'd be kind of cool.
Indoor skate park, but I mean, is that? Is that
there's
compatible with decent retail?
Yeah, maybe that's a problem. I don't know.
Our Nordstrom, I used to live on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Where Nordstrom was born. Mm-hmm. Our Nordstrom was never quite the Nordstrom of the entire Nordstrom chain. Mm-hmm. Although when it was new, they had all the bells and whistles. They just didn't do it well.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason. I mean, they used to have personal shoppers. Guys would pick stuff out for you. They'd call you.
Right.
Hey, your size is in this thing you were looking at and this and that. You know, it was very service oriented.
I got to write. When I was, I guess it opened when I was like 14. And so it seemed like the mall out of the movies.
Well, it's the end all be all.
You know, yeah, like because in the movies they always look so much bigger and fancier than malls in real life.
If you go to the Nordstrom kids department over by the shoes, on the floor is a tile that my son made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So when they were building out the store, they had a day where your kids went down there, and a whole bunch of kids went down there and colored stuff, and they put it in the floors.
Oh, that's really neat, actually. I
wish
like
I could have gotten that back.
Yeah, well, hey, you never know. Maybe there's a chance still.
You know, there is still a chance, obviously.
Yeah, just talk to the city of Norfolk.
I want to go over there. These people don't know what's going on. The signs are being changed left and right.
Yeah, they may not even question you.
I just show up in a vest, tile cutter.
Act like you belong, man.
A chisel.
There you go. An Air Force veteran named David Charles Grush is getting a lot of attention today, and it's because he's made a big claim. He says that the U.S. government has recovered materials that could be proof of UFOs.
Oh, man.
Yep. He says that this includes a craft of some type of non-human origin, but then he goes on to say that they're hiding it from us. He's not just some random guy, by the way.
See, this is where I'm going. Yeah, what does this mean?
He served as the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's senior technical advisor for UAPs for a few years. So he's got experience with this, and he had a top secret clearance.
Right.
He also served as a senior intelligence officer in the National Reconnaissance Office. So again, he's got about 14 years as an intelligence officer altogether.
So he has some credibility in the area.
Exactly. Well, now he says there was a materials recovery program that he was refused access to, which wasn't supposed to be a thing. And he says that it included physical evidence of crafts. This is him speaking with News Nation about what it was, what the recovery was.
Call it spacecraft, if you will. It's probably not the right parlance, but no kidding, non-human, exotic origin, vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
Quite a number.
Wait a second, quite a number.
Yeah. He doesn't
but
give
these
any
are things,
definitive
wait,
numbers.
By his own admission, he didn't have access to.
Correct.
Is that what you read?
Correct. Yeah. He by his own admission, but he says that he was made aware of what was in those programs.
Okay.
And that other people who had access to them had spoken to him about them. And that's where he gained the information. He put together a report on it. And he said he turned that report into, I think it was Congress at the time, and it was deemed important enough in 2022 that they needed to take a look at it.
This story has some traction. He said he turned this over to Congress and like the Department of Justice or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he really believes this.
Yes, without a doubt.
But again, he's not ever seen it with his own eyes.
Right. But he's hoping that the information will become public. Yeah. He says because he thinks that it is a generally uniting issue for nations and it will cause the world to reassess their priorities. if we knew that alien
I don't know that that's true.
You want to hope.
Yeah.
We all want to imagine that scene from Independence Day where all the countries come together and...
No, I don't see that. What I see is one nation decides they're going to befriend the aliens and turn against the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I see. I see the snitch.
Yeah.
That's the human nature in all of this. In no great scenario do we all unite kumbaya. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Yeah,
it
absolutely the world's full of a-holes.
It unfortunately
who cannot
is.
Play on the same team.
You a-hole pee.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, so we'll see if anything else comes out of that, but that's making the rounds everywhere this morning. Speaking of flight, a former Southwest Airlines customer service agent has been indicted and charged with fraud for allegedly making and selling travel vouchers worth almost $2 million.
He's making up fake travel vouchers and selling them for less than face.
Yeah, federal prosecutors said that DeJuan Martin was working at Chicago's Midway Airport when he filled out the vouchers with phony names and then sold them to people for less than face value. He worked for Southwest as a customer service agent for about 4 years, and during that time he had the authority to issue the vouchers to customers if they had any kind of problems or anything.
Sure.
Well, he would just make them up. People would send Martin text messages saying they wanted vouchers, and he would issue them on call, according to the indictment.
Wow.
Yeah. To the tune of almost, nearly $1.9 million.
Wow. He got away with this for a long time.
There's a few other people wrapped up in this that have been involved.
Yeah, I heard that there was one guy in particular who was like the front man.
Yeah, and that guy, he's getting in trouble too, but prosecutors are really going after Martin here because they're seeking the forfeiture of nearly the $1.9 million from Martin.
All right.
So they want it directly
from
Martin. They
must assume that he still has it.
Yeah, well, they're going to assume that at least.
Yeah. You'll never get that money again.
No, of course
not. Didn't I hear, though, that just like one count of this carries 20 years?
Yes.
There's some special federal jackpot law because it has something to do with aviation.
Yep.
And he's looking at, tens of counts.
Oh, yeah. He's in a lot of trouble at this point.
Wow,
he will probably be found guilty because it just seems like they have overwhelming evidence against him at this
You're
point.
You're now free to fly around the prison.
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Not much of a flight, but
You're free to
is.
Walk around the yard.
Yes, you are. That's using technology for bad. This is using technology for good. Mm-hmm. Apple made lots of announcements at the annual Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday, like their Vision Pro that's going to blend AR and VR and cost $3,500, but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They buried the lead on this. Get ducking excited, people, because their new iOS 17, which is the program we talked about yesterday, will finally let your phone learn that you never meant to say ducking.
This is the lead story in the news today.
That absolutely is.
You'll never send another text where it changes the word to ducking.
Never.
They're finally getting rid of that substitution.
What's funny is they even included it in their little promo video, and somehow it slid past most of us.
AutoCorrect is also getting more capable with refreshed design to better support you as you type. And in those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too.
Yeah, they even slid it in, and it got past people on the first day. To be clear, you will still be corrected from the F-bomb to ducking the first time you type it.
Okay.
But then what happens is it temporarily underlines words that it is auto-corrected.
Mm-hmm.
You can then tap the word and just select to use the one you originally wrote.
The original is fine.
When that happens, the phone will then learn the new word and stop auto-correcting
and stop.
It. Yep.
So it's only going to happen once.
Correct. And then after that,
yes.
Boom, you're done. Just in case there's a volleyball league out there and ducking comes in handy. I don't know.
All right. What is the word that you most often... misspell when you're texting?
I did it last night in a text to you and Beck. I don't understand why when I'm doing voice to text, it changes the word like they to you, like as in
two separate words. Yeah,
they're completely different. I don't get why that does it. And then the other one is I'm trying to get lesbian in there and it's coming out thespian.
Is that the one? Yeah.
I hate when that happens. I hate it.
So the one I always misspell is the word for. I don't misspell it on purpose. I always hit the I instead of the O. Never in the history of Earth, unless you are, it's Arbor Day, do you want to send a text about a fir, F-I-R? Because that's a conifer. It's a tree.
Yeah.
No one, no. It's four. You should know this by now. I've corrected it so many times.
That's the thing that drives me nuts.
Oh, wow, Rick's got a fur for me.
A ducking fur.
I've got a thing for you. Hey there, brother.
A public beta is going to roll out next month, allegedly, and then it should be rolling out for everybody during the fall. The assumption is mid to late September on that iOS 17 update. So we don't have much longer to wait for it. It's coming, I promise.
That's the lead story.
Yeah.
That's the biggest story of the news.
Guess who will be talking about it all day? This guy.
Yep.
Today, slight chance of showers, widespread haze today as well. Partly sunny with a high near 77. Kind of the same story for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Last check, about 62 degrees outside. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.